Jackson, Florida, we go. Jacksonville, that is. Florida man accidentally shot himself in the penis when he sat down on a gun in the driver's seat of his car. Several news stations report that the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says the man ran into his girlfriend's house on Friday after the gun discharged. She saw that he had a wound in his groin and took him to the hospital where he went under surgery. Sheriff's Office said the 38-year-old man has a previous conviction for cocaine possession.
Oops.
And may now face charges of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Worse than that, he shot himself in the jimmy.
In the penis.
Our question, what did you sit on, step in, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
Thank you for having me back on. Oh, man. So many things. Okay, so when I was, I guess, about six, I was living in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hello?
Yeah.
We got you.
I'm sorry?
You were living in Pennsylvania? Yeah.
Yeah, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Once again,
I was right on it.
I know it. Seven words
I know
you
it.
Can't say on the radio.
I know it. And my finger on the button.
Sucker.
Mother,
and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
I'm keeping it there.
All right, Mary.
You cut me off.
Okay. Yeah, you can't say the F word. You can't say the F word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops, sorry. I didn't think I did, but okay. Yeah. But yeah, Harrisburg sucks. Jim sucks. Anyway, I was about 6 years old. We lived on Moon Street. And there was actually an auction house across the street, which we had an auctioneer we listened to all the time. But behind the house on Moon Street, there was a... we had a lot of property and a weeping willow, but there was a whole pipeline going down the back. And so I would roam around. We were free range kids back then. I'm old, right? So, free range, I'm running around and I stepped on a broken, rusty sewage pipe. It went all the way through my foot. All the way through the top. That was the one time I got spanked by a belt by my dad. He was Scotch-Irish, born in 1929, right?
So you injured yourself and your dad's thing is to beat you.
Well, he didn't hurt me that bad, okay. You know.
He didn't take you to the hospital, get a tetanus shot, right. Anything like that.
A rusty sewage pipe.
It was my first tetanus shot ever, and that hurt more than the belt,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly, I didn't even feel the sewage pipe thing going through my foot. But, yeah, there was also rock quarry back. So there's multiple stories, yeah.
Okay. All right, Mary. Mary, you have a wonderful weekend.
Yes, I think she will.
I think you got you're off to a great
start. Yes, I think it's a good start.
Pretty sure. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wade. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Wade, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, we got you.
What's your story,
okay,
Wade?
We went back. We would come from Paulsville, five of us buddies. We'd go to Seahawks games and, of course, overindulge ourselves in alcoholic beverages. And when we left the game one time, we were coming back down to catch the ferry dock, and you head back to Bainbridge Island. And I saw my buddy crossing a planter by the sidewalk. They have these little planter areas where they got plants and stuff. And so I can run at him. He turned around, bam, I tackled him down. And we laughed about it and everything. Next game, we came along with the Raiders game. We came back. We were even more intoxicated. Came back down there, and I was crossing that same planter. All of a sudden, I heard the footsteps coming. And I turned around, and boom, he hit me chest to chest, and down we went. And I said, oh, get up. I think something went up my... And so he got up me, and I pulled myself off the sprinkler head. Impaled me about 3 inches. Just missed my... you know what I mean? And so I felt there was a bunch of water. He goes, what's the sprinkler head? But it was just... pouring out blood, so I tucked my coat, took my coat up, wrapped it around my waist, waddled all the way up to the ferry dock, got some toilet paper, and looked down there, just massively bleeding. So I was still drunk. I pinched my butt cheeks together all the way to ferry boat ride. Got home, they opened the van door, kicked me out into the snow, whatever, and then I got up, got home, and I went and looked in the bathroom, looked between my legs in the mirror, and I went, oh no. So I called my old man. He comes over and looks at me and he says, man, you got to go to the doctor. So we went to the doctor, and doctors, this is back at the medical center, you'd have to go to the hospital. Anyway, he met me and he said, "Where did this happen?" I told him, "Jelly." He said, "You should have went to the hospital. You get bled out." Well, needless to say, he said one finger up the other one. There was no communication, so I was good to go. I take a lot of showers or a lot of baths for a couple of weeks, but other than that, that's the most thing I've been impaled on.
And that was the last day you had an alcoholic beverage, I bet.
I'm guessing so. You might have recognized him as the voice of Boomhauer from...
I think she was like he's just sitting right beside Mary.
I know. They were just passed the phone back.
I was like, exactly. Is something going on?
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-RIDE.
Wow. Wow. That's what my uncle sounds like when I go to Texas.
Yeah.
And I just go, hey, man.
I bet I can understand your uncle better.
You can't. You can't. Until he says a meat item, because inevitably that's what he's talking about. So you'll hear like rib. It's like, okay, he's offering me some ribs.
I told you my cousin Tim's the same way.
As a mumbler?
He's just a mumbler and talks quiet. So you got to constantly be like, what? Huh? Oh, yeah.
What does it sound like?
Just more like, just, you know, it's kind of like I don't get it.
Like, what are you doing? Come on, man, speak.
Right. And like, if you get him talking about like baseball, he'll get a little louder. Okay. Right. But like, I'm
still just mumbling. Louder
right,
mumble.
Sometimes, like, you know, it's one of those things you don't want to be rude. Sorry, Miles. I got to get close to you. But like, you just got to be like, what? Right? You gotta like lean in, just like, yeah, say it again.
Right,
clearly.
Speak up, man.
With a Boston accent?
No. He's from where I grew up, but just same thing. The Boston ones are loud.
Yeah, I say everyone in Boston's perfectly
loud. You'll hear
loud.
Cousin Pat. Sorry, Pat.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Thank you for being normal
so far.
Well, anyway, my sister and I and our friend were coming back from South Dakota on I-90, and this is early 90s. So, and we have a big 15-passenger van.
Damn.
And I don't know if you guys have ever driven I-90 through South Dakota.
Have not.
Not through South Dakota.
There is nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. So I crawl in the back of the van because it's getting a little bit late. It's about dusk. And my sister's driving, and, you know, it's a big 15-passenger van. So we're hauling butt, and it starts getting dark, and all of a sudden we're weaving all over the road. And I'm thinking maybe she's getting tired. I don't know. So I get up out of the back of the van. I'm like, what are you doing? She goes, it's really windy. I'm like, okay, get out of the way. I'm driving. So I get behind the steering wheel. I start driving, I'm like, yeah, it is really windy. And now it's progressively getting darker, and it starts raining. And this is summer. So I'm like, it's raining in South Dakota in the summer. Okay, whatever. And so we keep going, and it starts raining harder. And I'm like, this is weird. And then it was raining so hard, the windshield wipers on full blast, you couldn't see anything. And I'm like, wow. And then the lightning started. And I'm like, ooh, I can see the road. How exciting, right? And next thing you know, there's hail. And I'm going like maybe 40 miles an hour because the only time I could see the road is when a lightning strike would happen. I'd be like, oh, good, I'm still on the road. And we go for about an hour like that. And we come up to the we're coming, and I see a road sign for a rest area. And it is – you could hear the van just getting pelted with these pieces of hail. And I go, we're getting off. We got to get out of this for a while. We'll let it pass or whatever. I don't know what this is. So we pull in the rest area, and there's tons of cars parked there. I'm like, oh, so look, we're smart. Well, all of a sudden, this guy comes running out to the van. He's like, come on, come on. I'm like, what? It's a tornado right behind you. I'm like, what? And so we go and we get into the little bathrooms. About that time, you could just hear the wind, and it sounded like a freight train.
That is what you hear all the time.
Yeah, and we were so close that it was ridiculous. And so we stayed in the, you know, they have the cinder block bathrooms, and there's probably a good 30 people in this bathroom, and we're all just standing there, and it calms down, and I come out, and the windows are cracked, there's dents all over the van, and I'm like, ooh, and I'm 19 years old, I'm like, how am I going to explain this to my dad?
You know? It was a tornado, man.
I know, but still, it's like all he said when we left was, don't do anything in the van.
Of course.
I'm like, oh, okay. So anyway, but yeah, if you've ever driven through the night in South Dakota, I recommend listening to the radio, because that was a big thing, because when we got out, you could hear the tornado sirens. But, you know, this is the early 90s. We're listening to cassette tapes and music. We didn't listen to the radio.
So the tornado was behind you, and you guys are just blissfully unaware of this.
Oh, 100%.
Well, don't worry. Like, now there's nobody working at the radio station, so you wouldn't know anyway if you were.
It's true. But it was crazy. And, you know, a 15-passenger van, it's like a big giant sail. So I'd be in the, you know, the slow lane, and then all of a sudden I'd be in the fast lane, and then thrown back in the slow lane. It was, highly recommend not driving around one of those things.
Jesus, man. Mm-hmm. I just love the fact the guy's like, there's a tornado behind you. Like, oh, that explains it.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.
Especially because he'd already pulled over.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I did that on Pennsylvania Turnpike. Thunderstorm was too bad. I was like, I'll just stop in the rest area.
Last time we pulled over, Pennsylvania Turnpike, because the thunderstorm was so bad.
Yeah, in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, you physically cannot see any. And it's the middle of the day.
Correct.
But it's almost like if your car drove off of a bridge into a lake. I mean, it's that much water. And like, dude, we got to pull over. We cannot see anything.
You'll hide your plane anyway.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You know, funny story about the last call. My dad was telling me about the time he was driving through Nebraska, and he thought he saw a rain cloud, and he was actually right next to a tornado, and it almost blew his doors off.
Jesus.
Nah, the Midwest.
Yeah, no.
So anyways, about a few years ago, I was staying a night with my ex-girlfriend, and she woke me up and said, you know, honey, can you get me something out of the kitchen? And me being the gentleman, I woke up, said, sure. So I get out of bed. I'm barefoot. I walk outside of the bedroom door. And next thing you know, I step on something that's a little squishy. And I was like, what the hell is that? And then at that exact moment, it registered, I stepped in cat vomit. And I was just like, ah, and then started screaming, yelling. And my ex-girlfriend's in the bedroom laughing her ass off because she knew exactly what happened. Meanwhile, I'm pretty much shouting all seven of George Carlin's favorite words because,
I've done that myself, ma'am. Done it myself, down in the basement. Like, can you check on the cat? She was making a weird noise.
Yeah,
That's what I'm told.
Keep your head down sometimes when you're walking just to see what's in front of you. All right. Just pay attention.
With pets?
Yesterday in Fremont, it was like three huge turds on the sidewalk. And I warned a dude who was in the corner. I was like, hey, man, there's three turds like right by your feet. He's like, oh, dude, thanks for looking out. I know, like, I'm looking at him like, man, those almost look human.
Yeah, they were like
someone
human
just
turds.
Shook one out of their shorts. Didn't even look like a dog did it. What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK. Somebody shook a leg real quick.
It could be. It's got to be just somebody not picking up after their dog.
There was a big pile of human ass. This was outside of a business, I'll just say, in South Lake Union, all right? So, massive pile of human excrement. And they just built all these buildings at this time. So, there's lots of medical staff, janitorial. And for 3 days, it was there. And it just blew my mind because they have cleaning crews and all this kind of thing. And I guess everyone's like, look, I'm not dealing with this pile of ass. It was kind of in an alley. So, on day four, instead of cleaning it up, you know what they did? They moved the dumpster in front of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the dumpster had been about 20 feet away, and I'm like, you moved the dumpster to cover a pile of human ass.
I've been in a
no
nice,
one was going to clean it.
Nice place on a Saturday with some friends. Jay was there, and we're having drinks, and we're about to order, like, some snacks. And we look outside, and there was a guy just pooping in the bush.
Oh, man.
Did you still get the snacks?
We did not.
Yeah, I was really? Going to say, we're going to cancel the food order.
Like, it was kind of, you're like, see him, like, kind of, and he's, like, pulling down his pants, and we're just kind of like, oh, look at this. And then it's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
What did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-RIDE.
We just left.
Yeah.
I felt bad for that bartender, but I was like, I can't stay here.
Right. Like, ew, man. I just can't do it. I know what's in those bushes.
Yeah.
Hello, Warren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola.
Hola, bitch. Hola. Yeah, we were, me and my younger brother were going down the street that my brother used to tell us he did 85 miles an hour down. And so we were going over the crest of a hill and seeing a pair of eyes before we could stop. It was a mother skunk and a pack of her little kids.
Oh, man. Check out the family.
Oh, we were stoned, and we did made it down to the end of the hill and got out and just started cracking up, rolling on the ground. What a good time it was.
That sounds fun.
Ah, murdering a family of skunks. Man, those are the days.
The mamas and the babies. Got them all.
Where is that? I want a higher end bourbon now.
Yeah.
It stung so bad, we went to the car wash, and it would never take the smell out from that car.
No. I mean, that's the thing. It's, when we lived out in the woods, man, you knew when a skunk got hit. You get up in the morning, I mean, you just walk outside. You did not know what direction it was, but you're like, skunk got in. And it felt like it was at least twice a week. But that stink lasts about 2 weeks before it finally goes away.
Oh, yeah.
Our question, what did you sit on, step on, or drive over that you wish you didn't? 206-803-ROCK.